specially introduced by the disciple succession of Lord Chaitanya, and this Narottam Das Thakur, who has sung this Hari Hari Bifale Janam Gainu. He is a famous acharya. His compositions are accepted as Vedic truth. So this purport of this song is very nice. He is lamenting, appealing to Hari, the Lord. Hari Hari Bifale Janam Gainu. My dear Lord, I have uselessly spoiled my life. Bifala means uselessly. And Janama means birth. And Gainu means I have passed. He is representing a common man, as every one of us, is simply spoiling our life. They do not know that they are spoiling their life. They are thinking that I've got very nice apartment, very nice car, very nice wife, very nice income, very nice social position, so many things. These are the material attraction. Griyachetra sutapta vittai. Stop it. Oh, that's all. The attraction, material attraction, is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam in many ways. In one place it is very nicely summarized. What is this material attraction? The basic principle of material attraction is sex. Pungshang sriya mithuni bhava mitham. A man is hankering after another woman, and the woman is hankering after another man. This is the basic principle of material life. Pungshang sriya mithuni bhava mitham. Mithuni bhava means sex. Tayo mitha ridaya ganthi. And when they actually come into sexual life, each one of them become too much attraction. Ridaya granthi. Granthi means very hard knot. That I cannot leave you, he says, I cannot leave you, you are my life and soul, and she says, you are my life and soul, for a few days. And then again, divorce. You see? But the beginning is that basic principle of material attraction is the sex life. This is general. Those who have organize the sex life in social convention in so many ways. The marriage is also another convention. Give a very finishing nice touch than the animal, that's all. Just like sometimes it is said, marriage is legalized prostitution. So, for social convention, the marriage is a license. But it is also based on the sex life. But for keep up social life, one has to accept some regulative principle. Therefore, sex life like animals and sex life in marriage, there is difference, it is better. That is accepted in civilized world. So, when they are united somewhere or other, then next demand is nice apartment. Griha. The next demand, griha chetra, land. because a human civilization is based on land and cow. Gavaya Dhanavan, formerly a person was considered to be rich man by possession of the number of cows, by possession of land, not these papers, this false money. At the present moment, if you have got some printed paper, $1,000, there are papers, actually. When the government is a failure, it has no value. But actually, if you possess some land and cows, the government may fail or not fail, your value is there. So that is actual property. Therefore, in Sanskrit language, it is said, Gavaya Dhanavan. A man is known as rich man by the number of, by possession of the number of cows. That was the mode of civilization and the Vedic age. The Griha Chetra Suta. Suta means children. When you have got apartment, when you have got wife, when you have got, the next demand is children. Suta. Because without children, no home life is pleasant. Putrahinam griham sannam. A home life is just like desert without children. Children is the attraction of home life. So, griha chetra suta apta. Apta means relatives or society. Suta apta vittai and all these paraphernalia are to be maintained on money, therefore money is required, vittai. In this way, one becomes entangled in this material world, janasso mohoyam. This is called illusion. Illusion, why illusion? So important things, why illusion? And illusion means that these nice paraphernalia arrangement, home, life, apartment, wife, children, society, position, everything is all right. But as soon as this body is finished, everything is finished. You are in the next platform. You do not know what is next platform. The next platform may be a human being or a cat or a dog or a demigod or anything. You do not know. And as soon as you have got the next life, you forget all these things. There is no remembrance what I was, what was my home. Everything is finished. Everything is finished. Plus, just like a bubble, by the thrashing of different waves in the ocean, there are so many bubbles immediately generated. And the next moment, they are all finished. Finished. In this way, the life is going on. The human, the living entity is traveling in many species of life, many planets. But this human form of life is an opportunity to understand how I am transmigrating from one place to another, one life to another, and simply wasting my time without understanding what is my constitutional position, why I am so much in distress, miseries. These things are to be understood in this human form of life. But instead of understanding my real position, the process of life, we reject everything simply engaged with the griha-chetra sutapta-vittai. Griha-chetra sutapta-vittai, home, society, money, position, everything is all right, provided you can utilize it for elevating yourself from these material clutches. Otherwise, if you are simply engaged and captivated by these things, then I am spoiling my life. So Narottamdas Thakur, representing ourselves, he is lamenting, "My dear Lord, I have spoiled my life. I have simply spoiled my life. Why? This life, this human form, manusya janamo paiya radha krishna namaji. This human form life was meant for understanding what is Radha Krishna and what is Radha Krishna, our Lord, His energy, whatever you call, Hare Krishna, Radha Krishna, Hare Rama, the same thing, the Lord and His energy. So, instead of making contact with Radha Krishna, I am simply spoiling my life in sense gratification. So he is lamenting, "Hari Hari, be phale jano. Uselessly I have spoiled my life." Why? What is your lamentation? He says, Golokera premadhana harinama sankirtan. This chanting of Hare Krishna, this transcendental vibration, is not any material thing. It is imported from the transcendental abode, Golokera. Golok means the transcendental abode of Krishna. Golokera premadhana. From there, the transcendental abode of Krishna, just like the sunshine, where from it has come, from the sun planet. Everyone knows it. Although you cannot go there, it is far, far beyond your reach, but you can understand that the sun sign is coming from the sun glow. There is no doubt of it. Similarly, this vibration, this signing, is coming from Krishna, Golok. Golokera premadhana, and premadhana means this chanting is in love with Krishna. Golokera premadhana harinama sankirtana rotina janmila murta. I have no attachment for this. Why should one be attached to this? That is explained in the next line. Vishaya vishanale divanisi hiyajal. Hiya means heart. Our heart is always burning. Why? In touch with this material sense gratificatory process. No sense gratificatory process is giving me satisfaction. I am trying this way, that way, this way, that way, that way. Just like people are trying sense gratification in so many ways. They have come to the last point, naked picture, naked dance, what is it called?
Miniskirt.
Because here the basic principle only sex. Everyone is inviting. Yes, come on, sex. But this way, that way, say what? Any way you enjoy, you cannot be satisfied. That is certain. Because that is not your platform of enjoyment. Your spirit soul. Unless you come to the spiritual platform, these material, any kind of sense enjoyment, therefore, you will never be satisfied. You will simply hankering after, but there will be no satisfaction. Therefore, Narottamdas says, Vishaya Vishanale. Vishaya means these material demands, eating, sleeping, mating, these are called Vishaya. They are just like poison, fire. So everyone is burning. Vishaya Vishanale Divanisi Hiya Jale. Jale means it is burning. My heart is burning. Tori bare na koinu upa. But I did not search out the relief, the immediate relief. Hari Sankhi, this chant. I have no attachment for this. Therefore I have spoiled my life. Then he says, Brajanda Nandana Jai Sajishita Haila Sai. Now, this chanting Hare Krishna is introduced by Krishna himself. Brajanda Nandana, Krishna appeared as the son of Maharaj Nanda in Vrindavan. Therefore he is called Brajanda Nandana. Brajasatana, these are names. So these same Brajandanandan, Krishna, has appeared as Sachinandan. The Supreme Personality of Godhead takes pleasure when he is addressed with his devotee's name, with his energy's name. Devotee is also his energy. So he has no father. He is father of everyone. But he accepts some devotee. A devotee wants Krishna as his son. Therefore Krishna accepts a devotee as his father. So nobody can be become his father. But a devotee, just like this girl, Nandarani, is raising her daughter, always giving service. The child is accepting service from the parents. Her business is only to accept, torture and accept service. So devotees accept Krishna as son so that Krishna may simply torture them and accept service. That is the policy. Because the devotee want to render service, that this is the best way of service rendering. The child will draw all his service. So this conception, fatherhood of the absolute truth, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is undoubtedly very good. But there is no service. Father is meant for exacting. Father, give me this. Father, give me this. And here, the Vaishnava conception, to accept the Supreme as child, to render service, not to accept. No parents accept any service from the child. But he simply gives service. So anyway, so Brajandanandana, the idea of accepting the Lord as son, as Maharaj Nanda accepted Krishna as his son, similarly Sachidevi accepted Lord Chaitanya as his son, so both of them are the one. So Narottam Das Thakur said, the same Brajandanandana, Krishna, has now appeared as Lord Chaitanya, as the son of Sachi, and the same Balaram has become Nitai. And what is their business? The business is papitapi jato chila. They are claiming all kinds of sinful conditioned souls. Their only business is, because in this age, Kali Yuga, you cannot find any perfectly pious man or saintly person. Everyone is addicted to so many sinful activities. So papi tapi jato chila, hari name uddharila. Simply by distributing this chanting, he claimed everyone, however fallen he may be. Come on, chant Hare Krishna and become believer. So nice. Papi tapi jato chila, hari name uddharila. What is the evidence that he has? Tar Shakhi Jagai and Madhai. Jagai Madhai, they were two brothers, divorce number one. You see, they are all kinds of sinful actors, they are drunkards, they are woman hunters, meat eaters, so many things. And of course, they were born in a very high Brahmin family, but bad association, they became like that. Similarly, at the present age, these human society, although they are coming from the Aryan family, very nice family, but due to association, the only environment is there's oven and intoxication, meat eating and gambling. That's all. The Jabai Mata is the specimen, sample of this population. And Lord Chaitanya delivered them simply by this Hare Krishna. So this chanting process, Hare Krishna, will actually deliver all these fallen souls without any failure. It is not bogus propaganda. No. Anyone who will take to this chanting process, you don't consider about his past life, he'll become saintly, he'll become a pure Krishna conscious person. So, papitapi jato chila harinam uddharila tara sakhi jagayama. The evidence is jagayama. And then he says, haha, when he has come to the senses that I am eternal servant of Krishna, then he surrenders. This process, the chanting process, will purify our heart, our burning heart. And one will come to the understanding that I am eternal servitor of the Supreme Krishna. Then, as soon as has come to this understanding, as it is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, Bahunam Janmanamante Jnanavan Manga Prabhadat. After many, many births, when one person becomes actually wise, a man of wisdom, Jnanavan, Jnanavan means wise man, then what does he do? Oh, he surrenders unto me, Krishna says. Why? Vasudeva Sarvamiti. Because Vasudeva Krishna is everything. Some Mahatma Sudullava. That kind of great soul is very rare. That is stated in. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made easy to become such kind of great soul simply by chanting Hare Krishna. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur, at the end, he says, Haha Prabhu Nanda Sutak Vrishabhanu Sutajit. Again, the Suta, the son, the son of Nanda, and Radharani, the daughter of Vrishabhanu, they are standing. Krishna, Vaishnava, they do not worship Krishna alone without Radharani. They do not worship Rama without Sita. They do not worship Narayan without Lakshmi. Because the Lord and the energy must be there. We don't believe this Lord is without an energy. No. Hare Krishna. First the energy is addressed. Hara. Hare, then Krishna. So here also, Narottam Das Thakur prays, my dear Lord Krishna, you are now present before me with your internal potency, your pleasure potency, Radharani. So I am surrendering unto you. Aha Prabhu Nanda Sutta. Don't neglect me because I am so sinful. My past life is so black. Don't neglect me. Please accept me. Don't kick me away. I surrender unto you. This is the purpose of this song. So, this instruction should be taken by all of us. The purificatory process is chanting Hare Krishna. And as soon as our heart is purified, we completely become convinced that the Lord is supreme, I am his eternal servant, I have forgotten this. Servant, my servitorship is there, but instead of serving the Lord, I am serving my senses. That's all. I have never become the master. I am not master of my senses. I am the servant of my senses. That is my position. So why not becoming the servant of the Supreme instead of serving on the servant of the senses? You cannot become master. Actually, you become master of the senses when you are actually servant of Krishna. Otherwise, it is not possible. There are two words, Goswami and Godas. persons who are servant of their senses, they are called materialistic godas. And persons who are master of the senses, they are called goshami. Goshami. They control the senses. The tongue wants to eat something which is not. Oh, he controls. Oh, tongue, you cannot taste these things. It is not Krishna prasada. Therefore, he becomes goshami, master. He does not allow the tongue to eat any nonsense thing except Krishna prasada. He cannot allow his senses, his anything for sense gratification, only for the service. That is called devotional service. Rishikena Rishikesa Sevanang Bhakti Ruchat. Bhakti, this devotional service means when you engage your senses for the satisfaction of the master of the senses. The supreme master of the senses is Krishna. So we are trying to apply the senses for our personal service. This is called maya, this is called illusion. The same senses purified when they will be engaged in the service of Krishna, that is perfection. So we are not going to make stop the activities of the senses. But senses are being purified for being engaged in the service of the Lord. This is Krishna consciousness. Thank you. Any question? Yeah.
How was it that the Lord Jesus was called the Son of God? If Krishna is usually the Son, how come Jesus?
Not usually. Krishna is Father, that I told you. But he becomes Son out of his love. Krishna is Father. Krishna's position is father, but he is simply father, so he voluntarily becomes a son also sometimes, to test how to become a son. Son is not his constitutional position, father is his constitutional position, but he voluntarily accepts to become a son, but who is going to be his father? He is the original father. He is a father of everyone. Aham bija pudapita. The Bhagavad Gita says there, sarva joni shukantya, there are millions and 8 million and 400,000 species of life, and I am the father of all these living entities. So who is going to be his father? Nobody is father, but a devotee, when likes the my dear Lord, I want a son like you. So Krishna accepts, oh, where is another son like me? I become your son. That's like Vasudeva and Devaki. In their previous life, they underwent severe austerities. They are married couples, but they had no sex. They determined that unless we get the Lord as our son, we are not having any son. So they went on for many years, many thousands of years, austerity. Then the Lord appeared. What do you want? Sir, I want a son like you. And where can I get another son like me? I will become your son. So, Krishna, the Lord, is father of everyone. But he voluntarily accepts to become a son to his devotee. Otherwise his position is always father. Yes.
I read in the Srimad Bhagavatam, volume 3, that when one becomes a liberated soul, he attains perfect freedom. And even sometimes that freedom is on the same level as Krishna, or even more than Krishna.
Yes.
Would you explain that?
Yes, just like this Vasudeva. He is more than Krishna. Yashoda. You have seen the picture? Yashoda is binding Krishna.
Yes.
He has become the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is, afraid, who is fearful by everyone. The Yashoda and Krishna has become fearful to Yashoda. My dear mother, kindly do not bind me. I shall obey your orders. So Yashoda has become more than God, more than Krishna. The Mayavadi philosophers, they want to be one with Krishna or one with Lord. But our philosophy is to become more than Krishna. Why one with Krishna? More than Krishna. And actually he accepts. He makes his devotee more than Krishna. Just like Arjuna and Krishna. Krishna took the part of a driver. And he was the hero of the fight. Actually, Krishna was the hero. But he gave position to his devotee. You become the hero. I shall become your charioteer. That's all. Don't you see how Arjuna has become more than Krishna? Krishna says, Arjuna, you are hesitating to fight. But you know that all these persons who have assembled in this battlefield, they are not going back. They are already killed. That is my plan. You simply take the credit that you have killed them. That's all. That he wants. Just like a father wants a son to see him more than himself. If a father is M.A., he wants to see his son, M.A., Ph.D. or something more, he's satisfied. He will not tolerate anybody to become more than him, but he will tolerate if his son becomes more than him. I am giving a crude example. Similarly, Krishna, the Lord, wants to see his devotee more than himself. That is his pleasure. He takes pleasure in that. So to become a devotee is not ordinary thing. You see, he has got the chance to become more than God. Why equal with God? He is one with God. No, more than God. Yes, that is our plan.
What is the relationship
of Surabhi cow? These cows are also devotees. And Krishna is fond of keeping cows, taking care of them. The same love affairs, exchange of love, that's all.
Which?
Dasharas. Servitude. There are different rasas, mellows of relationship with Krishna. Shanta, Dasa, just like Vrindavan Bhumi, or the trees, the plants, they are serving Krishna silently. And the cows and servants, they are offering superior service. The friends, they are offering service as friends. The gopis, gopis, the motherly gopis, just like Yashoda and ladies offer, they are loving Krishna as son. And the younger girls, they are loving Krishna as husband, as lover. So in this way, in Vrindavan, there are different transcendental mellows of loving affairs. So the cows are on the Shanta, Dasaras, giving service, just like master and servant. They are situated in this transcendental humor. But they are all one with Krishna. Nobody is inferior than Krishna. Yes. but the relationship is exchange of loving service.
Is our rasa with Krishna already established? I mean, is it eternal, or can we attain?
No, it is already established. You have got eternal relationship. When you become liberated, you realize that your relationship is with Krishna like this. You develop that test, whether in Santaras or Dasaras or Madhujaras or Vatsalaras. But that is not to be imitated in the at the present moment when we are actually liberated. To come to that stage, the routine work, regulative work should be followed. Chanting, hearing, worshipping, following the regulative principles. In this way, gradually, as we are purified, we come to the pure consciousness, Krishna consciousness, then at once we understand my relationship with Krishna is like this. And you are transferred to the Krishna Loka in that human.
We could also have a passive relationship with Krishna.
Eh?
We could also have a passive relationship with Krishna, like a tree.
Yes. That will be revealed. How you are related with Krishna. Every relationship is as good as the other. Just like in this material world, everyone's position, he thinks it is very nice. Similarly, in the spiritual world to speak, they're all equal. But still, one's aptitude is that I want to love Krishna in this way. Yes. So, he's there in that way. There must be variety. If there is Ras Lila, there must be nice trees, nice field, nice cows, nice Jamuna river. Otherwise, how it is? Simply the gopis and Krishnas are there. If other things are not there. The background must be there. So everything is spiritual. Background is also spiritual. That is creation. Krishna eka bahu shyama. Just like a painter, he paints a picture, he makes a nice background. Similarly, Krishna wants to enjoy. So he has created us in different varieties to supply his pleasure potency. He got bahushyam. This Vedic literature says that alone he has many. Why? Just to enjoy. Why? Anandamaya vyasat. He is by nature joyful, Sachidananda Vigraha. So ananda does not mean that one. No, variety. Variety is the mother of enjoyment. So that variety, they are all spiritual. Just like the same example, you paint a picture with the same brass and color, but as soon as you make it variety, variegated, it becomes very enjoyable. So we don't say that the varieties created by God is false. No. It is real. How can I say it is false? This flower, it is designed by God so nicely, it is colored so nicely. It has got its use. There is variety. Even there is greenness, there is so many things, varieties. There is color display, sometimes dark red, sometimes it is light red. So nicely created by Krishna, and I shall say it is false. Why it is false? It is Krishna's creation. Let me take it and offer it to Krishna. This is called what? This is called Krishna consciousness. I don't enjoy it. It is Krishna's creation. It must be offered to Krishna. And after offering to Krishna, you will enjoy. After offering nice prasadam, Krishna is full. Krishna is not eating. You will enjoy. That is Krishna consciousness. We don't reject anything. This tape recorder, we don't reject. We don't say, oh, it is material, we shall not touch. Or bring any scientific invention, we shall engage in the service of Krishna. That's all. We don't say it is false. Why? You have applied your brain, you have applied your energy to invent such nice machine. Let it be engaged in Krishna's service. Your life will be successful. That's all. The flower from the tree from which this flower is grown, if this flower is offered to Krishna, his life is successful. So it is so nice program, Krishna consciousness. All round successful. There is no comparison with this program, Krishna consciousness. There cannot be any comparison, neither any rivalry with this conception of pleasure, Krishna consciousness. So try to understand, preach it nicely and be happy and let them become happy. So, you want to chant something or no? All right, that's all right. We have chanted, now we can distribute. Don't like this. He may come back. He must receive him as beloved child. First of all, he gave him work. That's an ordinary laborer. He becomes sick. He's also tasting. That is nice. So tomorrow we must find out some store. You even send somebody to help him.
Advertisements for Bhaktivinoda in Los Angeles area.
Oh, you can, Sutra.